So, I mean, the truth is, under this system, there is no way out. I mean, only this is why I advocate revolution. I think that the state needs to be overthrown. I think we need to start from scratch as Americans. And, you know, I'm not saying like, yeah, I have my ideas of how things should be done, but that's neither here nor there, right? Like, I think as Americans, we need to tear the whole thing down from scratch and start with a brand new system, new constitutional convention, and hash this whole thing out as Americans and figure out how to, you know, a better, newer, more contemporary way to live, because this system has no outlet. And to me, what happened Saturday is just a reminder of that.
Violent country produces violent people. What's ironic about this is
Oh,
that his.
and did you see Trump's Truth Social that he put out late that night? We
Yeah,
must
which.
all live in peace. There's no space for political violence, says the man who's authorizing drone strikes. Says the man
Yes.
who currently has not only the president of Venezuela, but the first lady of Venezuela sitting in a prison right now for
Yes.
no discernible reason, who assassinated the supreme leader, head of state of Iran, and always brags about killing the equivalent of Colin Powell, Soleimani back in 2020. I mean, political violence, it's like the commercial. You're soaking in it, Mr.
Well,
President.
that's why I didn't have any feelings about this. I saw this and was like, interesting, and moved
I
on.
mean, I'm just going to come out and say it. But, back in 1981, when John Hinckley shot Ronald Reagan in front of the very same hotel, the Washington Hilton, I was. Just to be clear here, I hated Ronald Reagan with a purple passion. I protested him. I was really upset when he won, not once but twice. I think Ronald Reagan, to this day, I think he was a scoundrel of the first order. He destroyed the social safety net. He destroyed the idea of America as a communitarian society where we all help each other. I hated him. When he was shot, I was shocked and dismayed, and I thought, this is not the way we're supposed to do things. Now, I don't know if that's because I was 18. And now at 62, I'm grizzled and hardened. But I don't think that's it. I think that I have to admit, if Donald Trump had been shot on Saturday, I would not have given two shits. I would not have thought that I would have found it interesting. I would not have found it sad. I wouldn't have been happy about it. But it would have been to me like, you know, driving down the road and seeing a dead opossum. Huh, dead opossum. I don't care. You know, I just don't want the possum blood on my car. That's it. And I don't think, and there's something very, very wrong when an American citizen feels that way, or maybe doesn't, or doesn't have feelings about this. And you know, we're supposed to pretend to be sad about this or care about this, but at least half the country doesn't.
What's the point of being? Look, how am I, as a human being with a certain sense of integrity and try to be honest, come out and say that the man has been murdering people abroad, as you point out, whether it's drone strikes, whether it's a war of aggression in Iran, they killed thousands in Iran in a war of aggression that never needed to take place that Donald Trump launched. The genocide in Gaza that he kept going after claiming that he was bringing it into it, the ceasefire that he's claiming exists that doesn't exist. And as you point out, Maduro sitting in the prison. And that doesn't even touch Soleimani, that doesn't even touch sanctions on various countries in order to try to make those economies scream, like Cuba being put into the dark. We have no idea how many people were injured or killed. What about people in dialysis in Cuba that no longer have lights to get treatment? Like, this is the stuff that we're talking about, right? You can say that.
Healthcare, refusing to do anything about healthcare. Americans literally die every day because
And even talking about
President
the number
Trump
of
refuses to
Medicare and
address
Social
healthcare.
Security, because we have wars to fight and we need to increase the defense budget by $1.5 trillion. So, somebody takes a pot shot at a psychopath. Why do I care about the psychopath? Why? Like, I'm just being honest. He is a guy. He is a guy doing horrible things around the world. And I'm supposed to feel concerned? Yes, there is something wrong with him. And I'm saying that's not a factor of us. That is a
No,
factor of the environment that is
it's a
creating
factor
this point
of
of view
them.
in us. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, and by
it.
the way, the ball. Trump came out and was like, hey man, this is why we need a ballroom because the president isn't safe. The irony of
What?
it is,
It would
they
never have
took
been
ball.
there.
They didn't even have metal detectors.
Yeah, as Cole Allen mentioned in his manifesto. I thought, you know, the hypocrisy, the self-serving, the self-dealing of all this, like, you know, you're literally messaging the ballroom after, you know, someone was coming out to kill you. That's your takeaway. That's your shtick.
People calling it fake.
It's I mean, what's fake is the response to the whole thing that like, and, you know, look, you know, who's guilty of all this too? Both political parties, the system, the media has all normalized violence, like they ultra violence, as they you know would say in you know Clockwork Orange. It's kind of baffling. They'll say things like, oh, they, you know, like a mainstream organization like the New York Times will say like, Trump took out Soleimani. No, he didn't date him. He didn't take him out for wine. He blew him up. He murdered him and blew him into bits of protoplasm is what he did to him. You know, killed, assassinated, bombed, all works for me. But the point is, this reminds me of, did you ever see the Chinese movie Hero that came out?
Yes.
It was so
Jet Li.
Yeah, Jet Li. Good movie. Oh, great movie, actually.
I've seen it movie. Yeah.
Many times. It was kind of the China's answer to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which was Taiwanese. Anyway, so it's about the first emperor of China, right? He spends his entire like career as a warlord during the Warring States period, murdering, assassinating, slaughtering, you know, and conquering all his rival kingdoms. And finally, after he kills the last one and murders and God knows how many millions of Chinese people died. He's now unified China into one state. And he's like, now we must all live in peace. Of course, how convenient for your ass, right? I mean, that's Donald Trump. Like, let's all live in peace, except maybe he went straight back to the White House and signed off on a drone strike like 2 hours later.